This is a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call, America. This is a wake-up call. To understand the black man's fight, you must first take a look at the black man's plight. To understand our state of mind, turn the pages of history, and there you'll find that this land of the free and home of the brave is where you brought us and made us your slave, and freedom was a dream that we took to our grave. This is a wake-up call, America. This is a wake-up call.
All right, that is a little bit of the new John Ellison song, Wake Up Call, inspired by Black Lives Matter. John Ellison, songwriter, musician, joins us now. He is the man behind, of course, Some Kind of Wonderful, which was a huge, huge hit. John, welcome to the show, man. I really appreciate it. And one of the things I love about musicians is that you just never stop. There are always songs being written in your head every day, aren't there?
Always. I think I go to bed with a beat in my head, and I wake up with a song in my head. So that's
now. Yeah. What is it beyond this new this song? Was it something that you've been thinking about for a while, or it just kind of just pop up like in these times we're in right now?
Well, actually, I wrote this song 17 years ago. Because things, I mean, as you know, there's been unrest in this country for decades. And I wrote this song 17 years ago. And when this happened, and because of the things that's happened in my life, it's just, I guess it, you could say it reached a point where I had to say something. So I called my producer and the person I work with over in Amsterdam, and he was saying how sad it was, the chaos that was going on in the U.S. And I said, yeah, I said, you know, I wrote a song 17 years ago about this. And I said, because people really don't know what a person with the color of my skin go through. And I started telling him incidents that have happened in my life, and which was the reason I wrote the song 17 years ago. I had a nephew that his neck was broken by the police in Bluefield, West Virginia. He's paralyzed from his neck down, and he died. He was only 18 years old. He died when he was 22 from complications of breathing. And, you know, I've had incidents where I was attacked by a racist white mob in 1969. I was blinded in my left eye. I lost my vision for over a year. I went into a hospital with third-degree burns in 1971. A car exploded. The radiator of a car exploded, and the water ended up on my back. And I had third-degree burns, and I went to the hospital, and they wouldn't even allow me in the hospital because of the color of my skin. So I just want the world, not only the world, but I want this country especially to know the things that as a person of color have experienced, because a lot of white people have no clue as to the daily life of a black person and what we go through. And this is not, it's not a protest song. It's an awareness, just to make people aware of the lives that we live, how things, how we're treated differently. Even today, in this year, 2020, I mean, I could go on and on about things that I have, that have happened in my life, and it just, like, it's a never-ending thing. My granddaughter, 7 years old, came home a few months ago. She was crying because the school she goes to, children wouldn't play with her because of the color of her skin. And I think, you know, it's pretty sad. And we as a country, we need to start opening our eyes and really looking at what's going on. We need to also teach our children that love is what's going to keep this country and this world moving. We need more love. We need to get rid of the hatred. Because like you and like myself and everyone else, we had no control of what color we were when we came into this world. And color doesn't mean anything. And until people open their eyes and realize color is just the color. What makes the person is his character, their character, how you treat people in life. And that's what I'm all about. And I want to spread love, but I want to open people's eyes at the same time. I want them to know this is wrong, how we've been looked upon, things that have happened in our lives, how it continues to happen. You see people walking, talking about Black Lives Matter. Well, everybody's life matter. But the way black people have been treated, it needs to be brought to the surface. And people need to recognize, would I want this to happen to me? Or would I want to live in this condition? It's time for some answers. People need to, like I said, open their eyes.
It's very well said. And I think one of the most important things, John, is that, you know, a person like myself who's born and raised near Oakland, California, which is very diverse, and I always like to think that, you know, where we are, you know, there's no Jim Crow and we get along. And sometimes I realize that that's naive, that it is everywhere. And sometimes you have to look into your heart and ask yourself, are you judging everybody the same way? And that's why I think it's important right now that each one of us, even the ones like me who think, well, I'm not racist at all, we all have to take a look now and see what's really in there.
Well, you know what? I don't look at it as everyone being a racist. The way I look at it, for example, mm-hmm. I have a lot of sayings that I do. Like, you never know what it's like, you know, to be black until you walk in my shoes. And a lot of people say Caucasian, they don't realize what black people go through. And I'll give you an example, if I may. 4 years ago, a friend of mine called me, and a very, very good friend, him and I, we're buddies. And he works at a company that sells products, food products. And he called me and he said, John, listen, I got this great idea. He said, why don't you and I get together and we combine my product with your product? And because I have I own a food company as well. So he said, we can combine the two. And he said, because this chicken that I'm selling for the company, people don't like it. He said, but if we add some of your product in it, he said, it would be great. He said, and we can call it Tasty Some Kind of Wonderful. And I said, hey, that's a great idea. So we met. We designed a label. And he was really excited about it. And he went to the company that he was working for, told him about this great idea. And when he presented the idea to the company, he said, you know, we're going to put my piece. John is a famous songwriter. You know, he has his song is the third most played song in the world, and it's been recorded by 65 artists. Everybody knows the song. He said, so we're going to team up together. You know what they told him? They said, if you think that we are going to put a nigger's face on one of our products, you are sadly mistaken. And he said, if we suggest you get this idea out of your mind, or else you won't have a job.
Wow.
So, you know, that was so, you know, when he told me that, he said, John, they shot me down. And he said, I am so upset. And I said, Dan, don't worry about it. I said, you know what? It wasn't in God's plan and something better will come along. But he said, I had no idea, John, that people are still like this. Well,
yeah,
that's a wake up call. This country, the way I put it, is messed up. You have to look at walk in my shoes before you know what I experienced. And the same way when I recorded Some Kind of Wonderful, they refused to play my song because the original group that recorded Some Kind of Wonderful was an African-American group called the Soul Brothers Six in 1967. Right. Well, they refused to play my song simply because we were black. And Grand Funk Railroad, when they did a cover version of it, they used to listen to a lot of black music. And when they recorded it, 7 years later, it's played all over the world simply because they're a white group. And this has been going on for decades and decades with black people. And I tell people all the time, people say to me, well, John, you know, you've been so successful. Well, I tell them, you know what? If the color of my skin was different, I would be a trillionaire by now. Because there would be no barriers.
Right.
But this is the problem with this country. We're called the United States of America. But this country has never been united. And that song that I wrote, it says, to understand the black man's fight, you must first take a look at the black man's plight. And one line in it, it says, at some point you said we were free in this sweet land of liberty. But that applied to you and not to me. We're still waiting to be set free. This is facts. And the only way, you remember the movie called Trading Places?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, another thing for everyone to think about, your listeners, if you took the suburban homes of white people, and they moved into the ghetto, into these stacked-up buildings and rooms that are maybe 6x6 to live in, and then you let the black people go out in the suburbs and live in the beautiful homes, see how it would feel. Then people would know that's trading places. The life that the hand that we've been dealt is not good. And negativity breeds negativity.
I just have about a minute here. How do you think, in your mind, music can heal and help heal us?
Well, I think if we keep... I think good outweighs evil. I'm a firm believer. See, when I look at people, I don't see color. And to me, they're either nice or they're not nice. And if we continue to show, and I don't mean just black people, I mean all people. People need to start showing love towards one another, start looking at people as no color, and giving everyone the same rights. This would be a much better world to live in. I don't know if you remember the commercial that used to be about the Maytag man. He never had a job because the machine never broke down. Well, if things were running right in this country, there would never be any chaos. Police wouldn't have a job, you know, because everything would be beautiful.
That would be something. This has been a great conversation with John Ellison, the songwriter, the musician, and the song Wake Up Call, Black Like Me, that is going to be released worldwide on all streaming platforms tomorrow. It's got a modern message, got a funky beat. It's very catchy, just like most of John's songs. Hey, John, thank you for your time, your insights, your message. It's really appreciated, and congratulations on the new song. And let's try and catch up down the road.
Thank you very much for having me, and I'm going to call you my brother. So
all
my
right.
Brother,
hey, I appreciate
you.
Thank you so much. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back.
To be set free. This is a wake-up call, America. This is a wake-up call. We salute your flag, but for us it's a lie. We died for this country. Somebody tell me why. In this country of freedom and equality, we've been treated like we were the enemy. It's a wake-up call. This is a wake-up call.